BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, says shock treatment is needed to deal with the country's severe economic crisis. After being sworn in, the libertarian outsider told thousands of supporters that a new era was beginning for Argentina as he pledged to bury decades of failure. These people who joined the crowds in Buenos Aires for the inauguration said they were optimistic about the future.
I think for a few years it's going to be hard times. Then will be a lot better.
I hope for the best. It's the first time I follow a party. I don't like government. I don't like anything that has to do with that. But I think it's going to be something new. I hope for the best. I think we're going to be better. We can be worse. So I hope that everything is going up right now.
President Biden has invited Volodymyr Zelensky to Washington on Tuesday to discuss Ukraine's urgent need for more military and financial support. A White House statement said Mr. Biden would stress Washington's commitment to supporting the government in Kyiv. Mr. Zelensky has warned that his country risks losing its war against Russia if new funding is not available. Britain has confirmed it's selling two Minehunter ships to Ukraine as part of an international programme intended to transform its naval capabilities. Britain and Norway, together with other international partners, have spent months training hundreds of Ukrainian Marines in Northern Europe. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale reports.
This announcement has been a long time in the works. The UK first announced its intention to sell Ukraine two of the Royal Navy's old mine hunters in 2021, before Russia's full-scale invasion. Over this summer, Ukrainian crews have been training on the ships in British waters. The Defence Secretary Grant Chapp says it marks the beginning of a dedicated effort led by the UK and Norway to strengthen Ukraine's maritime capabilities over the long term.
A senior figure in the Hamas movement has issued a threat to Israel that not a single hostage will be allowed to leave Gaza alive unless the group's demands are met. Abu Obeida said there must be negotiations over the release of more Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Our correspondent in Jerusalem, Jeremy Bowen, says the negotiations over the release of more hostages and prisoners are unlikely to resume.
There aren't going to be any hostage releases in the foreseeable future, I'd say. That's because the negotiation teams aren't there anymore. The Israelis pulled back their team from Mossad, their foreign intelligence service, while the Qataris and others, the Egyptians, are trying to keep the talks going. And if there is at any point going to be an exchange, it may be going back to all remaining hostages for all the Palestinian prisoners in Israel's jails, and that's a deal certainly Israel does not want to do.
World News from the BBC. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it's shocked and appalled by a deliberate attack on a humanitarian convoy in the Sudanese capital Khartoum. It said two people were killed and seven injured. Our Africa regional editor Will Ross reports.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said vehicles clearly marked with the organisation's emblem were due to evacuate over 100 civilians to safety when they came under attack. It said both the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces had earlier given security guarantees. A statement from the army blamed the aid agency. Meanwhile, once again, we're being told that the army chief, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, and the RSF leader, Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, are ready to talk peace. But many similar statements have come to nothing.
The West African bloc ECOWAS says it has appointed a delegation to engage with the military rulers in Niger following July's coup. At a summit in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, the bloc said it would consider easing sanctions if there was progress towards a return to civilian rule. In August, ECOWAS threatened military force unless the ousted President Mohamed Bazoum was immediately reinstated. Truck drivers in Hungary have threatened to protest at the country's border with Ukraine. They're angry that, since Russia's invasion, Ukrainian lorries have been allowed to work in European Union countries without a permit. They say these drivers are now undercutting local wages. Similar protests have taken place at the Polish and Slovakian borders, and there have been claims that humanitarian and military aid to Ukraine has been blocked from getting through. And Elon Musk, the billionaire owner of X, has reinstated the account of the right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Mr. Musk carried out an online poll in which about 70% of 2 million respondents voted in favour of allowing Mr. Jones back onto the social media platform that was formerly known as Twitter. A year ago, Elon Musk said he'd never allow him to return. BBC News.